Watson Hall presents
The Pirates of Drynax, 2nd edition, with Nick Marsh as the Games Master.
The Trojan Reach, the place where empires die.
An oasis of culture and technology in a dangerous and barbaric sector.
Drynax itself was blasted to ash, leaving the floating palace as the only remaining property of the King of Drynax.
He will give you the Harrier as your ship and more. He will give you a letter of mark and reprisal.
Solitary worlds can't bloody hold out against a God's cursed empire.
You take the Harrier and you cut a bloody swathe across the stars. Every ship in space is your legal prey. We do this right. And we'll show there's life in this old empire yet.
An excellent way to make a lot of money really quickly.
They wanted me to be on the prison blinders and I didn't.
Reaching out pleadingly towards us.
I want to build something that lasts.
Wealth distribution is a perfectly reasonable idea.
Or carve out a new kingdom in blood and steel.
Oh god, that's disturbing. Shall we play again? What time is it? It's so hot. I hope you don't mind me having a fan on, Roger. I think it's easy enough to remove.
Does anybody not have a fan on at the moment?
I mean,
only
because it's not the house.
I'll switch the secondary fan on.
Actually. I'll say the same thing I said to Mark. Basically, as long as it is not a stationary fan running at a constant speed.
It's not moving and I'm not changing it from the maximum settings.
No, I'm
only on middle.
When I do the noise reduction, that'll just take it out. I mean, obviously there's a very slight quality loss, but let's face it, these are people listening to Watson Hall.
Yeah, the quality is in the game, not in the audio.
If we put a notification saying to people, we apologise, there is a very slight quality loss on this episode, they would just assume that somebody was drunk or ill.
Or dead.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that would reduce the quality, to be honest, Mark.
But anyway, thanks for that cheery thought with your hanging cloth. Oh, you've got another one.
Oh, God, no, this is...
Turning into the Emperor.
This is the one on my back.
What?
Oh, right.
The coal pack on my back, which is supposed to last for an hour and 15, 20 minutes in. No, how long have we been talking, Roger? It's not very long. It's pretty much all completely melted now.
My car said 39 degrees. Well, I know it was a car in the sun, but that is not a car you want to get into. That was, thankfully, it has aircon. And it's even hotter tomorrow. Yay!
About the same here.
So, yeah, the forecast has been drifting down for tomorrow over the last 24 hours.
Oh, well, that is welcome.
The temperatures are going to be higher than ever, but it's always drifting to the south, you see.
I see.
It's heading specifically for the Plymouth area.
Yeah.
It's only 33 forecast tomorrow.
On Wednesday and Thursday, we have a red heat alert and 33, 34 degrees. On Friday, we have 34 degrees and no heat alert. So that's good.
It's a better quality of heat.
Actually, isn't it the
it's a dry
heat.
It's a dry heat.
Isn't it the night time
heat
that's the problem?
Our highest temperature is like just before sunset here. It's warmer here than it has been all day. Mind you, I've had to keep finding reasons to go into the main lab because they have aircon to keep the machines running. So I'm like, I'll just check on these figures again.
Yeah,
I'm sure Mark has done the thing that I've done several times and hide in the machine room.
We randomly had Devon County Council turn up to interview us about what it's like working at the science park. So that, like all the other pathologists looked down. I was like, oh, I'll do it. They had a fucking spotlight to go into the room with the window shut and the door shut and shine a spotlight on my face. And I was dressed like this. I was like, are you sure? That's... Anyway.
Did they not powder your face to stop you looking a bit so reddish and shiny?
Nothing.
Because it's that kind of weather.
They were like, we like casual. I'm like, okay, do you like heat stroke?
Yeah, people will be watching that going, has that man been varnished?
Like an old oak table. Right, well, where were we? You chaps were on Marduk.
Yes.
The wet world, frequently raided by Ogma, with a high-tech-ish port run by the General Development Company and a load of kind of otherwise low-tech savages running around.
Yeah, that's another thing, possibly for Ozan's research when he gets back. Why is it worth their while? I mean, yes, corruption, obviously, but why? This doesn't seem like the sort of...
They must have... They'll have some form of something you can mine here.
Yeah. Why is it worth general... It was set up probably pre... the reason, a lot of the reason that the Marduk people are lower tech is because Ogma has raided them too.
That's fair. Yeah, wealthy. Fair enough.
But still, I mean, it's not their most expensive port. Yeah, normally Jidako do stuff on the trade routes, but it's just off a trade route. It was just about worth their while. I mean, they're not getting much GDP from the planet anymore, but after a certain expense, it's probably paid for itself by now, and therefore...
will be long-term users who are used to it being there, and it's probably more hassle than it's worth to decommission it at this point.
Well, the rumour is Jidako, the General Development Company, they think very long-term.
Mm.
So who knows what their plans are? They're ineffable in it, so... But they must think there is a profit in it somewhere.
Bunch of bloody ancients, aren't they?
a bit of housekeeping. It is now the next day, which brings you into week 4, I believe. Or that's according to my calendar. Which means, technically, it doesn't all happen at once. Oh, where's my little calendar thing? What's that mean?
Yeah, I'm quite out of date on the calendar, so...
It's disappeared, ain't it?
What is?
Why split it off? I had a whole section on... Am I being an idiot? Entirely possible.
Rhetorical question. Bit early.
Have I accidentally deleted the section on... That's disappointing. Your calendar. I was just literally looking at it, which makes me worried. I just deleted the whole thing.
Are you local or are you on something like Google Drive?
Oh, there it is.
Are you local?
don't worry, Tubbs. They won't get far.
I've reopened it and it has reappeared, so I don't know what I did.
Closed it?
The spreadsheet was open, but the little... section.
Oh, it's a spreadsheet.
So, according to me, you are now sort of date 35.
Okay, thank you.
Which means I'm going to put in your expenses column 10,000, because it is the week where you pay your maintenance. This isn't like a one-off payment, but it is now in your debit column. And I think it was 500 for the spaceship port.
That sounds like a plausible sort of number, at least.
Yeah.
Right. Does anyone want to summarise what happened? You flew to Marduk. You sold. He says, summarising what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You sold some pharmaceuticals to Aerlinur.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
We asked about petrochemicals. He's going to look out for some. He has got a consignment of dust spice, which is popular with the Aslan. We introduced the now canon concept of Marduk air fried avioid. we went to a bar where an
finger
old friend
washing good.
Of Rosine's, Opal Twisvacht, showed up and was dissuaded from attempting to murder Rosine.
And in fact, has headed back to the, The Sesendai.
Yeah, we've offered him a job. It's the best thing to do with people who are good at snapping spines, I feel. Who doesn't, really?
Yeah.
We found out a bit about the economy. Ozan went to the records office and extracted some information about the raids, including enough to, we think, predict a likely... There's a series of different groups raiding, and we think we've unpicked their patterns to some extent and have predicted an imminent raid on a particular archipelago.
Yes, sometime in the next few days. And these are raiders from the planet of Ogma, which is the one in this cluster that has the technology to build starships. And they just keep sending out raiders. Rather than pirates, they basically raided their two adjacent planets, Borite and Marduk. Borite, if you like.
I wasn't picking on your pronunciation.
They've degraded the tech level.
They've basically lowered the tech level enough, but they still keep raiding them, partly because it's just more expensive to go elsewhere. Partly it's just tradition. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've been doing it for generations.
It's setting up for a kind of Seven Samurai scenario, this, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get raided and raided and raided, and sooner or later, somebody has the idea of, why don't we defend ourselves?
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Magnificent Four.
There are 40 million people on Ogma, I should point out. But I feel
they can do the fighting, and they've got the numbers.
Yeah, they can't afford that many extras all at once, though, so...
Mm. We can double up on a lot of film footage. You had found out that this particular raiding group, whatever it is, you're not really sure. Ogma's a bit of a mystery because no one's allowed on it if you're not Ogman. So, again, there is a Jidico starport there.
Oh, they're racist raiders.
Absolutely. Ogma is actually on the trade route to the Florian League, so there is quite a big starport there. But it is not on the main planet of Ogma. It's in a different area. Ogmans themselves, not very popular with their neighbours. So a lot of the raiders will have bounties on them. Not all of them, but raiding obviously frowned upon.
Presumably the chocolates are available.
So this particular group of raiders seem to be using two light scout type ships, very like Suleiman scouts.
Yeah.
And you, as we slightly discussed offline, Ozan, in your sort of information gathering, you will have worked out that what they do, and this will be a combination of like satellite imagery and reports, they tend to land one of the ships, round up whatever they're getting. To be honest, the people haven't got very much, so they usually just grab people.
Yeah.
One of them lands, the other kind of runs air support, strafing down with lasers. You do notice from the... Oh, let's give me an information gathering report.
I've got to say, if they're slaving, then kind of does away with any moral qualms on my part.
Yes, exactly. They do have slaves on Ogma. Also, the Aslan give good money for slaves.
That is six under a large number.
Well then, from your analysis of the satellite imagery, it's pretty clear that these scouts have ventral turrets, not dorsal turrets, presumably because they are interested in firing downward. It's not much of an issue in space, but it may be of interest if you are thinking about...
There isn't
about...
a down in space, is there?
Exactly.
Well, you can, of course, flip the ship upside down, but then you kind of rely on the grav plates working. So...
Well, I mean, it's fine in space, in an atmosphere... It's probably okay, but it may be of interest to you. These turrets are ventral because they're strafing the ground with them.
Yeah, I mean, if they're dealing with in-atmosphere stuff, then that's brilliant news by our point of view. Assuming, of course, that ours we can also fire down, otherwise we'll have to barrel roll over them to shoot them.
Well, it's a good question. You have a dorsal particle beam, I'm going to say barbette, just to watch Roger shudder. When I say them, it's basically a particle beam turret.
Oh no, that's fine. I mean, if you were saying to the artist, it's a barbette, then you'd hear some complaint.
ventrally on your Harrier, that was supposed to be a missile turret. It took a direct hit at some point, so it is now stuffed full of Allen keys, those kind of. Leads
it's
that you're sure
things,
will come back into
all the
fashion.
Things that are really important.
Yes, that one day.
Your resident engineer is going to fix this.
You probably will use them. That's
well, no, 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 no. I think it's quite high up on my list of things to fertile with.
Wow. So we had left the last episode, I believe, I haven't listened back to it, but I believe you had travelled to. the people tend not to live on the main continent of Marduk because it's been so ravaged. Partly the collapse of the Empire of Sindal was problematic. There was some kind of unspecified Armageddon-level incident, whether that was nuclear or a meteor, I'm not quite sure, but no one lives on the continent anymore. They all live on these little strings of islands, for which there is no other word, around in the ocean. And it's these...
Protectotrons, indeed.
These archipelago things that that have been targeted by the... This particular group seems to be moving in kind of a zigzag pattern across a group of islands inhabited.
I see.
And so you had sort of approached there, and this is where you are, really.
Yeah, we're sort of scouting out our ideas.
Didn't we
wanted
we
to get a look at the train.
There was a mountain that we thought we could hide behind.
I think we did say there was a mountainous structure, which there's also the sea. We did touch upon how seaworthy the Harrier is, which is a bit, in that you're not going to immediately die. Well, you can go in the sea. You don't want to go very deep because, you know, there's a difference between...
No, funny enough, I was looking at...
Your engineer was jumping up and down very gently.
I was looking at submarines turned into spacecraft, which, of course, have the opposite problem. And turns out that, yeah, it kind of sort of works a bit, but...
The moment when it stops working.
They're kind of built for the opposite problem.
Yes, yeah. So there is... It's seaworthy in the sense that... Well, to be honest, manoeuvre drive isn't going to work tremendously underwater anyway, so you'll be moving very slowly. But you could probably submerge, and that's about it, without going much further.
Do we have actual non-reactionless thrusters in this version of Traveller?
You think reactionless thrusters work?
There is no cannon. I mean, a reactionless thruster ought to work because there's no reason. I mean, you would be constrained by your hydrodynamic streamlining, basically.
Well, I guess I am making the assumption off reading the entry about how fast you can go if you do sort the ship out for underwater work, which suggests if you don't, you can't move very fast.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
That may well be simply because it's designed to go through atmosphere rather than water.
My assumption was, the same as you, it should work fine underwater, but let's just say, yeah, it needs to be more streamlined and aerodynamic so you can move. But if you move fast, you'll put pressure on areas that you don't want pressure on.
That your engineer will get very, very sad about.
I think we should take a cue from Gerry Anderson films when it comes to fitting our ship out for underwater use. Plenty of options.
You stick press it on the front of a submarine. Things come out, and then the thing, and then a
stingray. Yeah.
Or is that James Bond?
No, UFO. They've got the skydiver, haven't they?
I never wore.
It's a submarine with a plane on the front.
Ever. Yeah. The whole Uncanny Valley thing with the marionettes. I just didn't.
It's not an Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny chasm.
They're puppets. They're not supposed to.
They're very obviously not real.
Yeah, but I didn't like them. I found them disturbing.
You found them bouncing around. I had the same problem with Rupert.
Hector's house. Terrifying.
Yep. Okay, I'll give you Hector's house.
Those dead eyes.
Yeah.
I agree, Rupert the Bear is also... That, particularly Alan Moore does a version of Rupert Bear, which is absolutely terrifying. So
that was his Dr. Moreau crossover.
Yes, he's a Dr. Moreau project, basically.
That sounds right, Alan Moore.
It is. Right,
Alan. Yeah, so it was childhood. Can I fuck over this weekend?
It's already deeply weird. You don't need to apply Alan Moore to it.
No, you don't.
It is. I used to read the... Well, they're not exactly strips, they're kind of illustrated panels with a lot of text. And it was very strange.
You could always read the little two lines, like, stanza, instead of bothering with the major text. I would judge you if you did that.
You need both, obviously, the purist. Also, because there's only three books in your grandma's house that, you know, you're allowed to read. So.
She did. She got a lot of the Reader's Digest books that were compilation. And Destiny by Sally Bowman, which is a racy read if you're a 12-year-old. Anyway.
You recommend it, do you?
to any 12-year-olds who are listening, why are you doing that?
How old are you, Tigger?
That's a good point, but he's not here.
We might end up the only place on the internet you can get onto without an age check. Who knows?
Anyway.
God, I think we're our own age check.
You are at a, point where you can now plan what you do. According to Ozan's expert analysis, and he does seem to know what he's talking about, the raid, if he's right, and if unexpected events haven't occurred, will be in the next day or two, you think?
Mm.
So it's up to you how you prepare. I've told you roughly how you expect they'll attack.
So I think hiding behind the mountain is probably the best bet we've got. But just to check, does this planet have a conveniently close moon?
Marduk, yes, will have, I better write this down, 5 moons of varying sizes.
And what is our current acceleration? I know the ship can do theoretically 6G, but I think we're at less than that, aren't we?
No, you can't. You can't. I think you repaired the...
No, we haven't.
Well, so they can do 6G, they're just slightly unreliable. So if you do a critical fail, they'll just stop.
Yeah.
So that's where you are with the engines.
Never,
just a
ever,
bit unreliable.
Never, point the ship directly at anything quite close.
Yes, when I say the engines just stop, that doesn't mean you'll just stop.
No.
That's a good point.
I mean, it would still be a fair old travel time, but anyway.
Now, my assumption is that if you're hiding on a mountain, you're also kind of chameleoning onto it.
Yes,
so you're not,
this is not
very
where
visible.
It might actually be useful.
Mm. That would make sense, I suppose. Yeah.
And we can't do much about power plant emissions, but yeah.
Hopefully, it seems reasonable that they would not. Since the only ship that should be really caring about any kind of defence is
maybe
the system defence vessel.
Do something if we're in a fixed location, I might be able to do something with the heat exchangers, and basically, if we've got, I don't suppose there's any biggish streams or.
Well, you're next to the sea.
No, halfway up this mountain.
Yeah, there will be, it depends how big it is. I believe, Ozan was, I think, potentially touching on the fact they might not be expecting a lot of trouble.
That's one thing, because as far as they're expecting, they should be going, is the system defence vessel, whose name I've probably got wrong, anywhere nearby?
System defence boat, I think you should
go. If not, system defence boat. Then, I mean, the locals don't have things, so there's no reason for them to be looking for any heat signatures.
Not particularly.
This
particular group have done this at least 8 times before without any significant resistance.
It just doesn't seem like something they would be putting the effort in to look for. I'm not saying it's impossible, I think we don't want to overthink that.
The other thought, this is probably a question really to Ozan, do we want to tell the people that we're going to that we're stopping from being slaved, that we're doing this?
Well, I was thinking probably as a side effect, because we want to ask them the standard practice of how a raid works.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, that's fine.
And they're going to wonder why we want to know that, and we say, well, we're going to go. You know,
we're training. We want to do it.
We are not from the government, and we're here to help.
There isn't much of a government in Mark.
Exactly.
I mean, it's certainly, yeah. Yeah.
And what with differential currency values and tech levels and so on, basically, you can't afford to pay us anything that we would notice, so we're not going to ask.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Our reward will be the satisfaction of a job well done, and hopefully 2 expensive scout ships.
That seems to be the best you can get.
We're not trying to blow
them
out of the sky, then, okay.
Well, we can, but they'll be less valuable.
I guess if you think about what the pros and cons of this might be, yes, gratitude, not a lot of monetary rewards from the savages, from the inhabitants. They're not
savages.
That's what you think is the next step up from being a slave.
We are very close to Cornwall here, and I just have to be on my guard at all times.
you feel you might be enslaved by marauders coming over from Cornwall.
I mean, the other thing you're trying to... So what's the what again?
What's their tech level again?
Three, the Cornish. Which is actually not... Yeah.
It's okay, kind of... so they're people that I think are a little bit backward.
Even you, and you are from a blasted nuclear world.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. From Ozan's point of view, it's like...
It's primitive.
A bit behind the times, these folks.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, they're not, you know, bearskins or stone axes. They're sort of late 19th, early 20th century is TL3, early 19th century. So Napoleonic, basically.
Yeah, that's okay. Their level of tech. That is not their level of culture.
Oh, sure. But what I'm saying is, you know, they have firearms and wooden ships.
They're certainly aware of that. Technically, yes.
Maybe a spinning jenny somewhere. Who knows?
Oh, that's pushing it a bit.
Richard Arkwright. Poor Jenny.
Unraveling Nancy.
Well, it's much easier to ravel Nancy than unravel. No, that's the other way around. The other thing you're trying to do is sort of push systems to be more friendly towards Drynex. I mean, this will a bit if you pull it off, but to be honest, it's a quite disconnected system. You'd have to do something more dramatic to make a big difference. But it's a start. You can
this is a...
Yeah, but word gets around, apparently by sailing boat here, but never mind, it gets around nonetheless.
It also gets us two ships that are badged and appear to be problem ships.
Well, I guess that's the best you can hope for, out of it, which is just worth considering before you destroy them both, because the ships are probably the most...
Well, I didn't think we were going to destroy them.
Well, maybe one of them. It's up to you. Anyway, yeah, no, yeah, it's just worth thinking about what you want to
do. Worst case scenario, we destroy one and have the other. But fingers crossed.
Oh, like the Olsen twins. Sorry, I don't know where I was going.
Slightly worrying, Nicholas, but let's not worry about that too much.
I mean, there was barely a pause there, wasn't there? You just went straight for it.
Seamless.
I'm so seamless, she's now got another image in his mind.
Well, what would you like to do then?
let's see if we can find a reasonable place to land and camouflage ourselves on this mountain.
And what was your
heat? If there isn't one, we need to rethink that anyway.
The short answer is yes, you can. I will require a piloting role for landing on the side of a mountain. In atmosphere.
It's easy, fellas.
It's not your... It's not super difficult, so just a standard piloting,
I imagine. So this will be high performance spacecraft, eh?
Yeah,
it will be.
Well, I've just rolled 13, which is only 2 less than my level.
Okay. Well, it's not a total disaster. You haven't wrecked your Harrier and stranded on Marduk for eternity. Okay, yeah, you land. It's not Sam's best landing, but it is a safe landing. And that's the important thing, guys.
By the only grade that matters is an excellent landing. Not only can you walk away from it, you could use the spaceship again afterwards.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Okay.
Without me having to rebuild it, even better.
And I guess an electronics operations to fix the chameleon drive to the colour you want it.
That sounds like the sort of thing I might do.
It's a special
skill,
isn't it?
Sensors or electronic warfare?
Sensors, I think, seems
fair enough. I mean, the number's the same, but, you know, it might matter.
Okay. You like to know, though.
That will be a success by 4.
Okay, so you're pretty happy. You can send out a drone if you like to check, but it's pretty hard to spot visually. There is a hot spot.
Sorry, John will know what I mean if I say... Just a quick stealth check. Camping with Steve. It's a standard thing. You know, having established his stealthy campsite, goes out and looks at it from a distance to see how obvious.
Dashes out into the middle of the motorway and turns back and has a look.
Well, talking to camera all the time, obviously.
Gosh, that's very orange, isn't it?
Well... He doesn't use drones, so we're much more sophisticated.
He does use drones.
Oh, does he? No. Well, there we are. We are definitely camping with Steve.
Last few videos, he's had a drone.
Never mind, Steve. His you guys feel increased. You have concealed your vessel well against the side of a mountain.
The nuclear vessel?
The nuclear vessel. So, do we want to simply walk down to this village?
One does not walk. Oh, yeah, I suppose you should. Yeah.
I think we need to get some new reference material, guys. We're starting to get straight in on the same gag every time.
Yeah, don't look up how long ago that film was.
Really don't.
A couple of years ago, I remember it distinctly.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Never mind.
I think.
You know, imperial couple, metric couple.
My kids were born, but I'm not sure.
They're pre millennial.
Proud father. Yeah.
Are they all three of them?
Oh, no, they're just after the millennial.
No, one of them's after the millennial, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Let's not talk about it. It's too depressing.
Let's wander down.
Okay, what so you're do we want coming to... out of the ship.
Yeah.
Walking round the edge of the mountain.
Is it a good idea for us all to go? Just thinking, probably not all, in the event that there's a problem with the ship, maybe I ought to be there to fly it away.
Well, I'm quite keen on
and come back.
In me staying there as well, because I have I think I can actually probably do something about the heat.
Yes.
Shovel snow on it.
Well, no, there's no snow, but we are quite near to a stream. And we do have radiators, and I do have superconducting cables. And I can clamp my superconducting cables to the radiator and then put them in the stream.
That sounds like a good idea. Would that help?
Unless you're a fish.
Diffuse pretty quickly through the water into the sea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it will raise
the vast clouds of steam coming off the mountain might upset the locals, but still.
The fish shrieking as they leap out of the sea.
Basically, it's spreading it out a bit rather than having it all coming out of one spot. So.
What? Is it hot in here?
Yes.
Well, only in one spot. Yeah.
It's very, very, very hot in here. I'll tell you that for a
second. Well, why don't you, Jeff, make an engineering spaceship roll? See how you get on with that.
Make sure you
plug them in the right way.
Is a crap roll of 11, but as I've got a skill of 16, that is 5 away.
Okay. It takes as long as you expected. You're slightly disappointed because you thought you'd do it in half the time, but you don't. Meanwhile, does that mean we're saying an Azan?
Yes, sir.
Is Sam staying with the ship?
That would probably
I think it makes sense.
Because the two talky characters going down.
Yeah, my only slight concern is what you guys were suggesting last time, which is that, Varga a bit obvious.
Well, you were wondering about sort of stowing or getting, oh no, we've been captured.
Well, yes, of course.
With this TNT as well.
I think you should just go with, just bluff it. Make no reference to the fact you're Varga, and if anybody points it out, act really surprised and look frantically for a mirror and start going. you've just got to style it out. Commit to the bit.
It's all true.
That's the last time I order a moisturiser off AliExpress.
I'd just like to point out, when you say the two talky characters.
You're more talky than I am.
I have a very particular set of skills
that are
useful in extremely niche situations.
Beady, you're more talky than I am.
You should definitely work on the talky bit then, shouldn't you?
Yeah, you can learn from Russ then as you get ousted out of town for being demons.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
What are you carrying, what are you wearing as you head out to the settlement?
Say about this, because if we took what sort of gear do we think the raiders tend to wear?
There's very little sort of documentary. You've got fuzzy satellite images. Rumor is kind of.
Are they going to be wearing nanoweave suits? Basically,
everybody wears nanoweave suits. They're the best suit.
They are all about sort of terror tactics. That's the rumour. Mm. So,
platform shoes, big shoulder pads, stuff to make them look.
They're not being invaded by slaves.
Big hair. I'm seeing big hair.
Big hair we can do.
Nothing wrong with Slade.
No. We want to
it's
not
It's supposed
look
to all
like
be
that.
On the head. Slade
from
the thing.
Rome, dear.
I'm not dissing Slade. I'm just suggesting they never raided a
Devon
primitive
man
colony.
Disses Slade in racist attack.
No, I'm... I'm saying Slade's got up to a lot of things, but I don't think they performed raiding on small settlements.
Not on purpose.
To steal slaves. So in many ways, I'm praising
Slade. Before you were born,
Slade,
mate, you know, I mean...
That.
That's true. It's just hearsay from your point of view. You know, we lived through it.
Well, Bruce
we know the terror of...
So he's
it wasn't just every Christmas that Slade came round and terrorised the neighbourhood.
Isn't that what Come Feel the Noise is about? Is that about...
Hang on, remind me, what's the atmosphere here, or shall I look it up?
Slightly tainted.
Ah, that's fine.
It's mostly just like home.
These jokes.
Tainted love.
I will probably ditch the suit, I think, and go in my
pants.
It's slightly low gravity here, I believe.
Yeah, so basically ship overalls.
Okay. Any armour?
Why would we need armour?
Any weapons?
I'm guessing that our ship overalls don't have anything that ties them into this particular ship. They're not all issued with, you know, patches or anything.
We should only if you want them to be.
We should get some.
I don't think that's
patches.
A good idea. Being a pirate, do you?
No. You want stick-on swappable ones with Velcro.
Yeah, it's the whole reputation thing.
Well, the Vagra doesn't even need the suit. Really, you can just Velcro patches to him as it is.
Yeah,
but you know, I could be any of many different Vagra who are currently on this planet.
Yes.
Yeah, a bit of Grecian 2000 and just for men and totally change your appearance.
Yeah. I will at a minimum take my cutlass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just strapped to the belt, just for general purposes.
Okay.
This is foresty sort of area? Plainsy, foresty, what sort of thing?
Plainsy, more plainsy, kind of okay. Temperate beedy, beedy. Islands.
Please, take your guns, beady beady.
Yeah. I mean, I can stick it in the pocket.
Yeah, I'll take the laser pistol, but...
It's not playing Bayern again, isn't it?
Yeah.
But not the assault shotgun.
Finale?
Yeah. Not the assault shotgun, okay. All right, you trek off round the mountain, it's relatively...
I relish the low gravity.
Beady, beady, what happens if you need to kill all of the villagers, beady, beady?
We have already lost.
Yeah,
yeah, and also I've still got the grenades in my
so
pocket.
So have they.
Ah.
Right.
Okay, you trek off round the mountain. It's not very pleasurable activity.
You say that. I'm enjoying it.
Ozark, you're quite enjoying it. Jaffa hates the being dirt side, as he calls it. Mm-hmm. But Rasane, how do you feel about trekking around a rocky, mountainous terrain? It's kind of like Mallorca-style terrain. Temperate, quite warm, quite rocky.
That's a nice and small we've discovered.
New York.
There are things that live in this water.
Shows how healthy it is.
Is this more humid or dry?
It's relatively dry heat, because that's what I'd like to be in right now.
I love it. I love it. It's all the best things about home.
I mean, the
there
only
are,
reason your home is dry heat, is because that was they the vaporized thing. All the oceans. But yes.
Yeah, I have survival desert, so...
Well, let's have a survival desert roll from Adan. Okay. I feel like we've got to use those skills here. Just to help Rasane.
Success by 5.
Okay, you would have recommended, you know, water, take breaks, that sort of thing. Rasane, it is quite
breaks,
warm yeah. here, Rasane. Warmer than you would generally like. But after probably an hour...
I have survival bar, a.k.a. carousing.
I have to wait at real things like this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. How do Varga lose heat? That's a good question.
Well,
presumably
they've
got impressive pants.
I don't think they can.
They don't have sweat glands of any kind. Mm. So the only way you can cool down is by panting.
Got like a special coolant for your tongue.
But he's not wearing a.
It's just like a. Gargoyle or something that's just got a sort of dribble spout.
Yeah.
Anyway, about an hour and a half later, you sort of emerge onto a more temperate plain. There is a small settlement below. It's not all mud huts and things. It's kind of a combination of ruins from the old Marduk days and
mud huts.
Prefab buildings. They've obviously had some trade, got some plastic in or something like that. But
what sort of farming do you think this is? Succeeded.
It's sort of grain based, that kind of agrarian stuff.
Yeah. I make sure we stay on the permissible footpaths and
there are kind of olive tree analogues, that sort of thing. Whether they're actual olive tree, no. Basically, it's going to be like that, but I'm going to say analogues.
Yeah. Space olives.
Why don't I just say space olive? There are space olive trees. and as you approach, you do see a few people pottering about, going about their daily lives. Some of them, you're not really making any attempt to hide.
So quite the opposite.
See, as you approach, there is clearly some activity. And some people start running around, and then eventually four figures come towards you up the road. Some of them have not laser rifle, but slug throwers. It's a peculiar pastime they have.
Greetings.
Yeah, but it keeps them happy.
Afternoon. I assume it's afternoon.
Traveller's very coy on the subject of like day lengths and things like that on different planets.
I give a temporally appropriate greeting.
Is it just because of where you come from, the haze in the atmosphere from all of the particulates?
I think it's always
it's afternoon.
Hazy
afternoon. there will be such things as like real-time translators. They're a bit chunky. You have them on your belt. And they will kind of produce a robotic noise. Ideally, they have one too, and they have an earpiece, and it's all real time, but they don't have one. So there's a bit of a stilted conversation, which is going to give you -2 to your checks in this instance.
They don't speak Imperial Anglic? I don't know.
They don't speak in Panglic, Galanglic,
weirdos,
whatever it's called in Traveller. I mean, some of them may do.
Being a bit Parisian about it. Even if you're speaking French, if they can tell you're English, they'll pretend they can't understand a word.
Oh, that's nothing to the Quebecois.
So they're not like, they are aware there is a universe out there and other people, but they do look quite suspicious. So the older man in the centre is flanked by two men who look rather similar to him and a younger lady. And the older man whispers something to one of his sons, we're guessing, who steps forward. What do you want here?
To talk about our mutual enemy.
The People's Front of Judea.
Splitters. Talking about getting some up-to-date references, as we were.
Now we it's a good point. We would have a reaction roll unless you want to replace it with one of your speech skills. Oh god.
Diplomacy specifically, because diplomacy is the one that doesn't make it worse even if you screw up.
Okay, you're at -2 from the translator, -2 from the fact you're a big wolf man.
Ah, so my reputation Varga is kicking in, yeah. That will be a dead even, so basically no change.
But not a total fail. Okay.
And I still have the charisma and all that.
You got the riz. Okay. So you've just rolled spot on your skill.
With the mods you talked about.
With the various things.
So yeah, charisma will still help with that potentially.
Yeah, charisma will, yeah. So what does that give you then?
So that would be a success by 2.
Okay. All right. The man clearly hasn't seen a Varga before, but is also not like, what is this being that is a dog but walks like a man? He is, aware of creatures of your nature. We have nothing to give you. We have no enemies. We're a peaceful agrarian race, as you see. We
Another
want no trouble.
Friend.
Come now. We'll have no trouble here.
Oh, I'm glad you have that. Absolutely. My concern is that you have had trouble before, and maybe there will be trouble again, and we want to help prevent that.
He says them bastards are going to come round here again sometime.
The raiders?
Yes, 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 those chaps.
Okay. We are preparing. We know we may be soon. What's in it for you to help us?
We don't like them either.
Their ships.
Oh. You want their vessels?
Hmm.
Their vessels.
And we want them to not have the vessels, also.
And no offence intended, you do not look as if you would get a whole lot of use out of a raiding ship.
I actually went to piloting school on Oxford.
Oh, no, excellent.
excellent, we need a
crew. He turns to his father, who looks at Rosain and his aunt, sizes you up and down.
Have I just lost Nick, or has everybody just lost
I
Nick?
Just went silent for a few seconds for me.
Okay, yeah. That was a shame because I did some.
Turned to his father and said,
"I did some phenomenal acting as well, but it's all gone. Never mind."
Well, I mean, you did it through the medium of mime, which, while I appreciate the artistry involved,
right? Okay.
I still don't know what you said.
Well,
it froze. Nothing happened, and it went, and your head actually spun round.
I was actually doing the language of these people. There is a kind of a brief discussion and a bit of back and forth. They do seem to understand what you're getting out of it. So, consequently, they kind of trust what you say. Well, what do you want then? What is it from us you want?
What can you tell us about them? Because we have a ship.
Where is it? We didn't see it.
That's the idea.
Way back over that way. But we're waiting for them.
To clarify, do you mean a ship that goes to the sky?
Yeah,
or a ship that sails the wide blue
one of them,
wobbly
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
Sorry, they're not that primitive. I'm going too primitive.
But, you know, you are tourists, so they do like to put it on a bit.
Sailing across the
brine. Okay. So, what, you will shelter us while the attack happens?
No.
We plan to ambush them as they are attacking.
Right. That we'd means like we will be attacked.
Well,
some of our
like
people may
know,
die.
We'd like to know what normally happens so we can think of the best way to do this with the minimal risk to the people here.
We, okay, the previous attacks, the ship that comes from the sky, the spaceship, they come down, they strafe the land, they know we have shelters, they know where the shelters are, we try and move them, then one ship lands, they come to the shelter, they demand tribute, sometimes we resist, sometimes we can't resist, then if we do resist, then they kill some of us, then they take. Sometimes we have volunteers, sometimes they take who they want. Then they fly off to Big Blue Orb. Sorry. It's going super primitive.
This is the Big Blue Orb.
It's just the direct translation.
They take off. We have armed ourselves, but they are vicious and violent and fearless and powerful. They'll destroy us completely if we resist.
Can you tell us anything about the weapons they carry?
What weapons are you carrying?
I've got a sword.
Okay.
A laser pistol on my belt.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they point to both of those.
A rock on the end.
The pistols that fire light. That hurt in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Didn't find your voice at some point, Nick, because this is really throwing me. I'm starting to picture them as basically Fred Flintstone, or a really poor depiction of an Indian.
I feel like I'm a terrible actor of a kind of a Native American kind of buffalo crop.
What
available by the pint.
And what sort of shelters do you have?
Sorry, so he points at the laser pistol. He says, they have weapons like this. We cannot match that. We have... he's got a... so this is the son. Basically, it's all through the father and the son. Yeah. But he has a shotgun, but it's fairly, you know, just a standard metal shotgun. Yeah. Their armor is too good for this. They like to watch up close. They use hand weapons. Like your sword, but big axes, big sickles, big... Oh, no, because now Roger will go off on the rant about why a sickle isn't a weapon of war. I didn't mean that. Strike that. But...
No, a sickle's just fine. It's scythe, you don't...
Okay, all right.
And you can use a scythe as a perfectly rubbish improvised spear, just like practically any other farming tool. It's but just this idea that you use... Yeah, precisely.
You reap people like they're a bit of grass.
Yeah, that's really not a thing. So
They like heavy weapons. They like they're big men. They like
big things.
Why is John Lowe? What's funny about that?
I think we know the time.
Like big butts.
These shelters of yours. What manner of shelters do you use? I'm wondering how they discovered the shelters, you see.
Well, they're not much. They're just... Let's have another... He doesn't really want to disclose his full defences
of course.
At this point, so let's have another...
Yeah, I'm trying to disarm him. You know, I'm being the...
You pull the shotgun out of his hands and...
Yeah, not like that. Specifically,
I'm not trying to use fast talk. I don't want them, you know, picking up 5 minutes up later where we've gone away that, hang on, I just told those guys things. So I'm sticking with diplomacy. With a net of that, be a success by one.
Okay. There's a bit of back and forth. It takes longer than you would like, but they do appreciate your intentions. It turns out the shelters they're talking about are, they're reluctant, but they're really just buildings with big wooden doors that they put a beam behind, and then these guys just laser them open. So they haven't, they're not like nuclear shelters.
No, so they're defences rather than a way, they're not intended to hide the people from the raids, they're intended to protect the people from the raids.
Yes, it's more of a fortress.
So I was thinking about, you know, are they in fact using sensors to locate the people, which would potentially change our plan.
Not that you're aware, they're not underground, hidden.
They spy them probably from flying around, and then they go and...
They go and run in the... Yeah. But then it's a bit counterproductive, because then the raiders know where they are, they go there, they get the people, they come out.
Well...
And it's not as if they can hide inside all the time. They've got their, you know, farms to run, lives to have, all that stuff.
Though these raiders seem quite impatient. Effectively, they could besiege them, but they don't.
They can't just stay hidden before the raid comes.
Exactly. Yes, they can't leave everything behind.
So here's the thought. How much warning do they usually have of the raid? I mean, is it a question of heard loud noise, looked up?
Basically, they don't have anything like radar sensors or anything like that. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
So
they
get very satellites, that kind of thing.
They get very short. There are satellites on Marduk, but they're all owned by the...
They don't have a system like an early warning system for something coming into the... I'm just thinking...
But the starport, absolutely, yeah.
Since I'm going to have to be on the ship anyway, run the sensors on passive, give them a bit more warning, maybe a heliograph to let them know.
You'll certainly get... The scouts that you're aware of probably run about 2G, I think. So
that's the standard,
So they wouldn't... once they've jumped in, which you may be able to, probably depends how hard you're looking.
Yeah, the thing is, lots of ships run at 2G. We can't just say there are two ships coming towards the planet at 2G.
Exactly, yeah.
That's them. What we can say is, okay, they are coming here rather than the port, and maybe, you know, 5-10 minutes extra warning.
That, yeah, you're not going
to
get much
what these
more
guys
than that.
Can do by looking up. Yeah. I think that might be helpful.
That would be helpful. But will one of you stay here with your fire weapon?
Well, I'm...
No,
sorry,
heliograph.
John, I can't help. Just live with you.
Demonstrate how heliograph works. But, you know, you will see a blinky light on that mountain over there.
Okay. All right.
Couldn't we just leave a receiver with them?
No.
Some sort of alarm to trigger.
Okay, I'll tell you why Rosen doesn't think of that. It's because he's very much an electronic warfare guy, and he would say, yeah, if he were on comms watch, he would instantly be spotting a transmission like that. Now, quite possibly these guys are lazy and stupid and won't, but that's not the way he thinks.
Okay.
I'm also thinking, I mean, they can't hide for a week, but they might be able to go far enough away for a day that...
I don't see us getting that sort of warning.
Well, I think I know when they're coming.
Okay.
Within a broad range.
I'm not overconfident, but I think I know when they're coming. I'm just thinking about this, you know. Could they, send away some of their people for a couple of days?
So they have tried, because they can follow patterns, you know, they're on the ground, they follow. They have tried abandoning the place, and what the raiders do is just destroy the entire village as like a warning, burn all their crops to make sure that doesn't happen again the next time. So they're a bit reluctant. Because you know they trust you, but they don't know how competent you are.
So what I'm
frankly neither do I.
Yeah, to be clear, what I'm envisaging was, if the raiders know they've got these shelters, we go to the shelters and attack them.
Yeah.
Then, if the shelters are still there, if they don't see people, would they still go to the shelters?
What they
can we use the shelters as a decoy? Essentially,
it's a good question. They don't know what they're used to. I guess what the raiders are used to, you could piece together, is flying down, strafing the thing, everyone goes, runs into the fortress place, and that's where they go. Yeah, so if there's no one around when they do that, that's when they destroy the whole place out of spite, grab anything they can that's not nailed down that is worth stealing, which isn't much.
So we probably can't do an evac to minimise the risk to that extent.
You could do a partial, as you say, you could send the more vulnerable people away, but they're less likely to be targeted than the young muscular types.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping we can get to the raiders before anyone's actually getting kidnapped. So it's more a case of minimising the risk from the initial.
Anyone of note to this?
Yeah, though we do want them to be on the ground and, you know, shutting down and going to doing stuff on the ground mode.
Yeah,
but anyway,
so. You're using as bait to catch these ships you want.
Don't think we want to have this conversation out loud. This was the initial plan.
I don't see any way we can keep you safer than this.
What ship do you have? Can it defeat these mighty engines of death from the sky? I'm sorry.
Yes, but
you haven't said great iron birds yet. Are you slipping that one in later?
Yeah, well, they haven't seen our wings yet. But we will need to make every use of the advantages we have.
If they notice us too early, they may simply flee and return at another time when we are not here.
So you can see the old man is very reluctant. On the other hand, he doesn't have a lot of cards to play. It's a fairly primitive civilization being raided by starships.
I mean, we don't really need you to do anything specific.
You just want us to walk around.
I want you to be aware that this will be happening.
Yeah. We came to warn you that we think this is happening.
Okay.
And we want you to understand that when we emerge to attack, to counterattack these raiders, we are not your enemies.
Okay, we'll try to help. We are a poor people, but we put our trust in you, man of fur and teeth. Sorry.
And claws.
And,
I can't help it. How do you even start?
I mean, he's basically a Victorian gentleman, but I can't help it.
Because you described them and said Napoleonic, and I'm thinking, okay, so they're doing the best with sort of, you know, they've got flintlocks and they'll have cannon and they'll have a decent society at least, and managing the best they can. They haven't forgotten how to be civilized. But no, they've turned into Big Chief Buffalo Nickel. It's just,
he may have the head of a dog, but he scares the hell out of me.
Very nice.
It's not really
all right, they will. The upshit is they will. The upshit the upshot is that they will... They're a bit confused as what you want them to do, because basically you don't want them to do anything different, especially.
No, we wanted information, and we want them to know that we are not a threat to them.
Okay. Well, they are unlikely to shoot at you at this point. They've met two of you, at least. What kind of ship do you have? Can you tell us this, so we know not to worry when it descends from the great blue into our...
It has wings. It's quite a distinctive shape.
Okay. Like a bird. A great metal bird.
Something like a gull.
As opposed to a great metal brick, which is the other guy's.
Oh, they're Vorlons. We've met them. Okay. All right. They are confused. They will rally their defences a bit, but they're aware that you don't want them to look like they're... Okay, they get the general idea that you want to get the drop on them, so you don't want them to be aware that... Okay. They will do their best. We trust you.
What more could anyone ask?
Okay. You head back round to the Harrier.
Yay.
There's probably the sound of hammering and sawing coming from somewhere deep within, whereas I'll be sitting with my feet up on the console reading the book.
A space book, though.
We're not in space at the moment. I've got one of my planet side books.
A planet book.
Yeah.
There are things alive in the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, it's almost
digging, I think.
But it's more fun if they run away.
But it's icky.
You don't have to. You can get your drones to carry the superconductors if you like.
I'm poking the soil. I'm going, oh.
Jaffa is outside in his vac suit looking horrified.
Chew the odd leaf from something. Good stuff.
Terrific. So he's going to be chased to the edge of the sea by a vole. That's plenty.
Space vole. No, planet vole.
No, it's a planet side vole.
No.
If you're not going to have any distinction, if it's going to be space everything, whether we're on the planet, in a space station, or just out in space, what's the point, eh? Why are we even bothering?
I guess on a planet, on an alien planet, we'll call it vole analog. Is that right then?
A vanalog, yeah.
A vanalog. Chased to the sea by a vanalog. We've all been there. Okay, you settle down to wait. Any preparations you are making other than what you've already done?
Well, when are we expecting this? You said,
within a day or two. By now, within the next 24 hours, probably.
Right. And what's our exact attack plan going to be? I mean, what are we using to
disable them?
I know. You realise, of course, you have doomed the ship now.
I can't tell you how lost I am, incidentally. That's why I'm playing the pilot, who stays with the ship and just reads books. So, I mean, we've just got a regular weapons in terms of trying to disable them. So, obviously, that's going to make it harder than if we were just trying to completely destroy them.
Yes.
So, have we got any better plan than that?
Do we know what sort of ship they are?
Yes.
Something like a scout courier, Suleiman. Or something.
Light okay. Scout ships, basically.
Right, okay. So, can I make an engineering roll and turn round to Sam and say, if you shoot them here and here, you're going to take out their main power drive?
You'd have to see them, because although they're kind of light scout ships, they have been manufactured on another world, so they're not like production line Suleiman scouts. They're similar to that ship.
So we need an actual scan.
You would for this, yeah. They're not production line ships.
Yeah, and ship two should be relatively easy because we do the menacing hover thing.
Can we estimate how many people there are in terms of crew?
That's a good question.
Because if they're leaving space to pick up either, goodies or people, so there can't be that many crew on board a scout, can there?
Yeah, it'd be about four or five. That's same as us.
Yeah.
I would say that's a good rough estimate, you would think.
Well, that's what I'm wondering if... You know, if we've got a rough idea of how many of them have actually left the ship. If they do sort of land, could we infiltrate one of the ships, so to speak?
So as far as you can tell, they don't both land at once, but it is a bit haphazard. They're not like a military operation. So sometimes, so one ship hovers, the other does their thing, but they want to get their money's worth. So presumably they tend to then swap over. The swapping over point is a bit variable as to whether they're both up in the air at some point, they're both on the ground, one's on the ground. That is less clear cut quite how they do that. It seems to be a bit variable.
I mean,
so best, I suspect, if we can hit the timing right, is while number one is just about to land, well, number one is on the ground, number two is just about to land.
Well, we don't really want that to happen though, because at that point they've got hostages with them.
No. We land on them.
Yeah, we haven't finished fixing the hull yet.
Don't break my ship.
See, I was just thinking, if we've got them at the same height, and they're close enough together, we can just land on them and pin them to the ground.
I pass no opinion on this plan.
A sort of suplex manoeuvre.
Inspired by those brave pilots who used to take out the V-Rockets by tipping the wings of the things with a Spitfire or Typhoon, whatever it was.
That's
different in that they didn't land on the rocket, because that would have been...
And didn't they often die doing that?
They used to occasionally lose a wing.
Right. Okay.
But who cares about that when you're in a plane? You've got at least two.
Well, you wouldn't worry about it so much in the Harrier, let's put it that way, because you can still fly, but it still would be a bit depressing.
It's more complicated than that and less fun.
Especially in the atmosphere.
Oh, what less an atmosphere.
None of that.
Sorry, copyrighted material.
I want to sing. Right, okay. Well, forgetting any ridiculous moments of glory or cocking it up completely for the entire campaign piloting manoeuvres then, are we just going to swoop in, you know, effectively decloak in Klingon bird of prey fashion and scare the crap out of them and get them to surrender?
Yes.
We look a lot like a Klingon bird of prey. I couldn't help noticing.
Well, I think we have to take out the ship that's still flying.
Okay. And where...
So consider that one a loss. That one's just going to be scrapped.
Well, depending on just where we do it, if we can do something like...
Over the sea would be helpful.
No, because then we have to do deep water salvage. Which we are not equipped to do.
There are things that live in this water.
There are rumours of giant creatures in the ocean.
There are things I've never seen.
They'll help us get it out then. They won't want it there.
I get the issue, I guess, that occurs to me. If you're trying to ambush one of the ships while it's still high up, well, I don't quite know what you're... They won't see you when they come down.
Yeah, ship number one has landed.
Right. Okay, so if it lands, we really need to be getting a bloody wiggle on and taking out the other one quick. Mm.
Yes.
It will have to be a quick filling surprise attack.
Mm-hmm. Who's our best gunner?
You are.
Oh, shite.
You can fix your turret forward and essentially fly and gun together, but it's
we are...
Sorry, I'm horrified at the thought of it.
An hour and a half's travel to the village, walking, which probably implies that we're about a kilometre... About
almost no time at all in ship speak.
Yeah, so we're about, say about 5 kilometres. Could, how far does the particle beam travel in atmosphere?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Quite a long way.
That long.
I don't think it degrades very much in atmosphere, does it?
No, the tricky bit would be the...
Lasers do, but particle beams don't.
You need to switch it to charged particle rather than neutral particle, but then effects of the atmosphere helps keep the beam cohesive.
It's just, I guess, it's very, well, depends what you're shooting at. Spaceship's not too bad. Anything
what
smaller than that.
What you can't do is
that,
shoot from orbit at something in atmosphere or vice versa.
Right.
That makes sense. So yes, your particle beam should work you'd be well within range, like close or even point blank range.
Is there a, I mean, we're pretty close anyway. So when it lands and the other one's flying around above, can't we just shoot the one above before we take off?
Yes, well, if the...
That depends on where they are.
If the alignment is just right. But basically... But
we're pointing towards... I mean, we're on that...
No, you're on the other side of the mountain. You walk round the mountain to... You can...
Oh, yeah, we did. We hit, yes, because we hid. Ah, right. Okay, because I thought once we said that we were using the holographic doodad, we were going to be on the same side. But
you can reposition there if that's what you would rather.
I mean, nobody notices. Okay, in theory, just lifting off from the mountain might be something another one of us could do, allowing Sam to be free to shoot things out of the sky.
How can it be?
I can fly. I'm quite a good pilot. I'm not quite as good as Sam, but I'm not far off.
So it's a particle turret. You can basically swing it all the way around. Whereas if Sam is shooting it and piloting, he can shoot forwards and that's it.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If someone else can sub him for Sam.
What I'm not good at is flying basically in this soup.
Atmosphere.
Soup. Does all these things where he uses the twiddly bits on the wings. And
propellers? What are we talking about?
This is your engineer talking, just to reassure you.
Yeah. Alien things? Aileron.
Is it exposure to this planet that sends people back into some sort of primitive avatar?
When do I need to know about bloody ailerons?
One on the crew. Oh, aileron. Sorry, misheard. Yeah.
Okay, there is one thing I can do that might potentially help here.
Thank you.
Which is that I have piloting contragravity.
Pick your own.
Which is normally, air rafts and such like things.
Mm-hmm.
But for, as you were suggesting, the basic ship manoeuvring, that ought to work.
Well, I mean, I've got piloting, both contragravity and high-performance spacecraft, but I'm not convinced that I would be very good in an atmosphere because it's not something I ever do.
But what I'm suggesting here can one simply lift off, allowing Sam to get a few shots off, and then you can swap with Sam,
mountainy thing.
Basically, all you need is line of sight for Sam to spin the gun, do his stuff.
And then I come running back to the cockpit and take over.
Well, you've got a bridge. Incidentally, I haven't mentioned the bridge on the Harrier. It's got this gangwalk down the middle, and it is expected that the captain carries the ceremonial sabre and laser pistol of the Sindarin Empire, which I'm assuming you're doing whenever you're captaining.
Well, of course.
Don't know where you nicked them from, but I'm
they were in the hold when you moved in.
Yeah, they're still caught up in these bones. Don't know where they came from.
Did this come with a book of etiquette as well as operating instructions?
And the codpiece.
Okay, well, we can fast forward to when the ships, as they will indeed do, arrive. Fast forward, he says. I don't know how long we've been talking about this. If you have a plan you're happy with, unless you want to keep planning.
A plan we're happy with. We're going to take off, shoot them, and then make it up from there. I mean, what is there not to be happy with that plan?
On the way down, Russane is going to do all of his scans so I can turn round and say to Sam, shoot them there.
That's where the shielding is weak or whatever, yeah.
That would be an active scan, I think. Oh, so passive scan, because you're in passive sensor mode, and you're
I've got an argument.
Okay, let's hear the argument.
Which is, if we are looking specifically for things like the shielding over the reactor might have a weak spot.
Yes.
Then that we could pick up on passive. Many other things we couldn't, I will agree.
In fact, I may even have a little modifier for that.
What we definitely can't do, I think, is go active until we are in ambush mode.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I guess what I will give you is sort of hit location so you know where you're shooting. if you like.
There's a thing in spaceships that along those lines, which I've forgotten.
There is. And I'm just...
I am, however, now imagining the Hunter of October when they start doing the active pings and stuff. Right at the end. Probably
well, would you like us to blow up and all die?
Yes,
I think our version of the active ping is simply the particle beam.
Ping!
It's a very active
ping. That is quite active. Yeah. Very active, yes.
Right, so yes, specifically it's sensor analysis, which is actually Jaffa's job.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's engineered spaceships.
Oh, okay, fair enough. The analysis bit, okay, so engineered spaceships I can do.
So basically, I will get as much information as we can. You do that. If you it's normally engineer plus one, obviously with modification from quality of sensor. A success will give you the general type, basically. On the chunk of the ship that's facing us, you can work out which bit is which. Okay. If you succeed well, then you can identify weak points in the hull and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we'll go along those lines. Let's have a sensors roll from Rursain to see how far out he detects them. I'm going to have a sensors roll from them with some heavy negatives to see if they notice anything about you.
In a better world, that would have been a critical, but as it is, it's a success by 8.
That's pretty good. That is not a success by 8 for our pilot. Okay. As you're detecting periodically, ships jump in, ships jump out. A couple of ships, roughly the right size, jump in at a slightly weird angle if they're heading towards the starport. And then it's becoming pretty clear they're accelerating down towards your part of the planet. And we'll be there probably in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, let the locals know. There's probably a fibre optic for the heliograph or something like that.
Heliograph, go. Oh, I can press that button, that's fine.
Bing. There is no response because they have no way of responding to it.
Well, no, but actually we can see... Well, actually, no, we can't see them.
No, so you don't know what's happened. But
I suppose we could have left a drone.
They would think it a witch and burn it.
Right, anyway, so he's made this really good roll. I'm now going to fluff it.
Sorry.
Oh, nearly did as well. So that's 12 under 16, so that's 4.
Okay.
So 17 if it's the forget plus 1 or plus any more from his fantastic roll.
You get plenty of time, so I will give you plus 2 actually, because you've got plenty of time to analyse them as they come in.
So 6.
Okay. So there are obviously, okay, they are, depending on how you measure it, 100 D tons or about 500 actual tons worth of ships, or about half your size. There's a couple of them. On visual, they look slightly sort of baroque, ornate, with sort of all spiky bits, all completely unnecessary, not very good for atmospheric flight, for sure. But it's because they're moving and it's hard to completely track it. You get a vague idea of where their power plants are, which is in the rear section of both ships. And you reckon as they get closer, so this is with about 5 minutes to go, there are certainly life signs on board compatible with sort of 3 to 6 creatures on each one. They've got a reasonable, their cargo holds, actually it's not dramatically smaller than, well it is actually a bit smaller than yours, but they could certainly fit plenty of people in if they've got low berths particularly.
Mm-hmm. Or if they don't mind a bit of wastage.
Mm.
Which they may well not do.
They probably don't, yeah.
Anything else you would like to know?
Where's good for Sam to shoot?
You're not getting a lot more other than where the power plants are until they get very close. So maybe when it comes up and we're sort of in engagement, you'll be able to get much better. But from where they are
at the moment, I've got a rough idea of telling Sam, shoot there first.
If you want to hit their power plants, which to be honest, is going to balls up most ships because you can't do much without a belt.
Yeah, well, that's good if it works, because if they drop out of the sky, then the contents of the ship, to wit the crew, are a whole lot squishier than most of the other things inside the ship.
They will presumably devote a lot of effort to not going squish.
Now, most of these will be fusion plants, which I guess...
pretty safe.
If you hit them, they're just going to shut down rather than explode. So, yeah, that's probably a safe thing.
I may well be the only person in this group right now who has actually been on a tour of the joint European Taurus, but certainly...
I think you're making a big assumption.
I mean, it's the correct one, really.
Well, I didn't see the rest of you at the pub with me. But the thing they were saying, it is so much work to keep the fusion fusing.
Mm.
They can't do it for very long, and if anything goes wrong, it just stops.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's why most ships have them, disappointingly. Okay. We've got about a few minutes to go. The ships are coming down in, I mean, it's hard to say formation, but they're coming down in a pair. Mm-hmm. As they get closer on visual...
Yeah, I suppose if there's two of you, you're kind of always in formation, aren't you?
You are, really, aren't you? Yeah, but they're side by side, I guess, rather than, you know, top and bottom or whatever my mum was talking about. but... stepping session. So, as they get closer and as you get more into visual range, they're funny-looking ships. They're almost like... I don't want to say like shabby chic, but the Viking equivalent of that, like a kind of battered with pride, if you like. I'm not saying they're flattering rainbow coloured flags or anything. I mean that they're kind of messed up in a way that would be very easy to repair, but they're all about the kind of the visual impact.
A bit grunge.
Like their scars.
Yeah, yeah, they're quite grungy. There's kind of smears of red. I mean, it's not blood because it would have boiled off in space, but that kind of stuff that looks very exciting. There's like moose analog antlers on the front of some of them.
The bad guys in Serenity, not the.
They are. Reavers ships are similar to that sort of thing.
You are sort of talking about Reavers,
aren't
you?
Yeah. That kind of terror tactics that we don't stand a chance against these people. Okay. And they hover over you. Now, there's two ships. I'd forgotten about that. Now, you guys have been pretty passive so far. It's not a comment on, you know, your abilities. I'm just saying you haven't done any kind of active pinging. Okay. There's nothing about their trajectory which suggests they have detected you. They seem to be heading to... So they're obviously slowing down at this point, as you need to... when you're approaching the ground. I don't want to get too technical, but ideally you want your velocity to be quite low at ground level. Ideally, you know, zero. But I'm sorry if that's too technical. But, you know.
Basically, what you're saying is they don't want a pancake.
Yeah, they don't want to... They don't want to, yeah.
Lift that break.
you need quite a strong hull for a successful litter break, really. And so,
is the ship not moving? It's successful.
is the ship still a ship, or is it lots of bits of ship? As they come down, they're sort of going into a more sweeping manoeuvre, and you can, it's up to you at what point you act at this point. But
I think
I want one of them on the ground.
Okay.
Did we want them? Because the problem is that if they start shooting, we kind of want to stop them doing it before they start shooting.
I don't think it's viable.
So what they would have thought, they generally strafe the ground. It doesn't seem to be, you know, hello, sorry about my tail appearing in the video.
This is a very marginal fight already. We can't afford to give away any advantages.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys will have warned the villagers that they will still do that.
You won't be stopping the strafing. Well, they'll be aware of that. The strafing is... it's frankly pretty indiscriminate when they do it, which is exactly what they do now. The turrets sort of activate and spin round. And one of them, so they both fly over the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then your sensors indicate that laser fire is occurring on the other side. There's a couple of poo-poo noises. Oh, you can actually do that in atmosphere as well. Okay. Mm. Still, they wouldn't go poo-poo. But these are the kind of bastards that would actually put speakers on.
They've got, like,
on.
Massive speakers. They've got huge. Making a...
The subwoofers alone are enough to strike fear into anyone's bladder. So there's a very deep poo-poo noise as they fire lasers across the town, the village, mm-hmm. the land of huts. and then, let's have a sensors roll from Rursane. It's tricky. There's a mountain in the way. You're trying to work this out for more.
Oh, that won't stop him.
It won't stop the neutrinos. You can't stop the neutrinos.
The problem is nothing stops them, so all you get is a lot of neutrinos. Well, no.
Except our weird high deck force fields, passed by 8.
And cleaning fluid.
A lot of cleaning fluid. Do you have a whole... Anyway, let's not go down that segue. Okay, pass by 8, then, yes, you're sort of monitoring the kind of drive signatures. So you can't really see at all, but one of them is clearly sweeping past. The other one, is entering a sort of a landing drive signature mode at this point.
Mm-hmm. So go. Let me know when.
Arc ascending?
Basically, once that power starts to wind down.
We're not going to be using.
Because they're on the ground.
Sorry, I'm distracted. Yeah, I mean, you can. We want the one on the ground not to be able to just immediately abort the landing and come to the aid of the other guy. Yeah.
So we want them to just. That they are not going to know that we're there until you start shooting.
Yes,
that's the plan.
That's exactly what I mean. But I don't think we need to be playing the Lark Ascending over the PA system.
I remove my finger from the.
Sailing by is obviously much more appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, we're just picture us picking up all these mixtapes in a bit of a heap and trying to wind it back. What about this one? I don't know what it is. It just says WAP.
Well, the commercial breaks
Sam
down
is
in
definitely
3 minutes,
the kind of character who would have a mixtape on this routine. Okay, a few. What, you're waiting half a minute? A minute after?
We're just waiting for the land will know.
Power signature to start winding down.
Okay, so it does. No, it starts winding down in clearly. It is going. I mean, it's not turning off, but yes, it's going into. Okay, right. That happens.
And let's track and target and shoot that other ship.
Sunglasses on, okay. Hit it.
Okay, so I have rolled 9 under 14 for my switch the engines on roll.
Okay, you don't. Okay, well done, yes.
No, you put too much choke, mate. Let it settle for a minute.
You lift off. Now, who is piloting, remind me? Is this?
That's Jaffa.
Okay, so yeah, you're just trying to relatively slowly and quietly, I guess, go up. Okay.
Hold steady.
Just to put us in a good position, not to make a difficult firing platform.
Yeah, so you go up at a slight angle so that your dorsal turret is kind of pointed in the right direction. What'd you get? You made it by 5.
Yes.
You're at -2 because you haven't actually flown the Harrier before. So you made it by 3. That's all right, though.
No, I can't remember where, but I'm sure
Sam hasn't met you.
No, I have, because I've taken over at one point, I'm sure, when Sam...
But Sam's put the... See, it's just...
Roll.
It's not quite right. You can't tell you tried pumping the...
Somebody adjusted this seat.
Yes, exactly.
I am flying from my normal station where
I can. Sam's been and adjusted it. That's the true horror. Yeah. He said, "I'll put you in pilot mode."
Because I don't think Sam is actually. Because I think isn't the turret remote?
You don't have to be in the turret, no. He's welcome to go. You're welcome to go in there, Sam.
Oh, okay. Well, Sam solo. In that case, I won't get out of my seat. Get out of my seat, Jeff. This is very cramped. Right, so as soon as we know where the weak spot is, the spot to aim for, I'm going to fire.
Okay, so we are into spaceship combat. But before that happens, Sam just pops open pulls
a... Space beer?
A space beer, and sups...
I'm a professional. I'm not going to be drinking space beer at a time like this. it'll be an energy drink or something to focus me.
Having no other role to play at this point, I will open an energy drink and pass it to Sam.
Oh, very kind, thank you. I'll put two of them into my hat and attach the straws.
I thought you ended up with some ship skills.
I think that was an earlier version of me.
Uh-oh.
I can do basic maintenance. I have piloting 7. I've spacer. Spacer I've got. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I thought. Oh well, never mind.
I don't think but I
you
have.
Put some, I thought you put some in after when we realised that you could do with doing. I can't remember what the role was, but there was a role that
I am very much the tactician type person. Tactician, intelligence, navigation. Navigation, I do.
Yes.
Navigation.
Oh, well, you've got your navigation.
Yeah. Intelligence.
You're a scientist, aren't you?
But,
if you've got an ology.
Yeah.
So we have the majestic sight of a kind of rock-coloured chameleon flying up at a slightly cocked angle.
Above the owls, it's photography.
We also...
Good lord, that rock is flying.
Did another native.
Artist photography, specialisation, van art.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Do we not want, at the point where we start to shoot, to change the hologram to basically be the Jolly Roger?
No, because
we're not going to in any way fanny about with the hologram during combat. at the moment, let's just focus on this one thing, which is how badly I can roll these dice. Right, so I don't know what I'm aiming at.
Well, I'll just... So, Roger knows the spaceship combat rules better than me, but we are at basically point blank combat range, which is close range. So these are 1 minute turns, very roughly.
If I do happen to miss with the... where's the gunnery's gun? With beams, I can always open the window and take a pot shot at them with my handgun. It's got the same level in both.
As you would do standard scale, that just makes life easier. All right, so first of all, you do this in order, basically. We have command tasks. They are not getting any actions at all. So if anyone wants to do any kind of motivational speech or commanding, anyone, the captain basically can help out at this point. If
might actually be helpful, because I feel what you can't do is more than one thing in the same round. So yes. Normally I would be expecting sensors, but it might actually be useful.
So basically all the stations on the ship get a turn in a specific order, and if you do two things at once, so if Sam was trying to pilot and gunner at the same time, tricky.
I presume that GURPS doesn't use the original traveller turn time, because it used to take something like 15 minutes between firing the gun and firing it again.
I seem to have not put ship handling on here, which is what I need for the command tasks, and let's not worry about that this time.
Okay.
Oh yeah, okay. I've got it here. You can use spacer instead of piloting to direct Jaffa how to pilot if you want. Have you got spacer, Rosane?
Not like that. What I was hoping to do was the motivate crewman task, but that does need ship handling.
I see what you mean. You haven't got ship handling, the skill. Okay.
Lower of their spacer or my ship handling. So that's not good. No, I'll do something else.
Okay.
So your space is 16, if that helps.
Yeah, but it's the lower. So anyway, on to engineering.
Engineering, there's not really anyone in engineering at the minute because you're engineering.
Okay, but I've already seen what, basically, as we have lifted, as we start to lift it off, I've switched off a hologram.
That's easy enough to generating. Do. Yeah,
we've just powered that down. So that's about 100 MG units.
Perfect, okay. So you've got, there's no need to roll for that, you just turned off the...
if we got like an OLED screen over the thing, if we just turned it black, then it wouldn't use any power.
Mm.
Or we could have an e-ink one.
It has actually got a paint job on it, as well as, you know, whatever you've holographed over the top.
Ozan, possibly you could do some tactical navigation.
I'm very happy to do so.
So that would be the lower of your electronics ops sensors or navigation space.
So that's going to be 11.
So what Ozan is doing here is pointing out to Jaffa, this way, no, that way, you'll get a better angle at this.
Success.
So that will be plus one to Jaffa's piloting.
Cool.
Sensors.
Piloting next, I believe.
Not according to me, but that's fine. Are you doing sensors?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Unless EW works better. What is the state of our sexy EW array right now?
It's online if you want it to be.
I don't think that was one of the ones that was broke, was it?
It's slightly less effective, is all.
Yeah, I don't think it's as 100% effective, but I don't think it's particularly.
It's not. It's not broken. It's there. It's not as good as it could be. So basically, okay. it's minus one to hit, as far as I.
Basically, I have a choice between that and sensors.
Okay.
I think we need a detailed.
I think you just need to go active with sensors.
Yes.
Yeah, so
and if nothing else,
sensor analysis.
To, you know, they're going to be there going, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha. Jesus, somebody's painting us.
So what, that would be like an engineering analysis or a bioanalysis?
No. This is actually operating sensors. Sorry, I'm just, checking.
I'm also hoping that these fellas are a little sloppy because they just turn up every year, basically, and
get the tribute,
thrash the peasants. So,
oh yeah, I mean, I'm just not assuming that's going to happen.
Resistance. Hoping for it.
Our sensor sweep bonus.
Oh, I've got that written down somewhere. It depends on your tech level, basically, which is 15. Which is 12 for you guys.
And it's doubled because we're very close up.
Yes.
On the other hand, it is also minus 30 because space sensors. we're gonna pick it up.
They're size 7. Which you might need for your sense.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up. Unless I really fuck up. I have not really fucked up.
Okay.
So, we have a lock. Sadly, Jaffa can't do the sensor analysis to get weak points because he is busy flying the ship.
Okay.
However, what we should have... mass and acceleration, drive type in use, active power plot type and rating, that you've pretty much told us already.
Yes.
External facing systems are automatically visible if on a hull section facing us. So if they've got stuff hanging on the outside.
Well, basically, so you come up behind the mountain, you are seeing the rear of both ships.
Fine, as one strafes the ship.
And you can, it pings up on your little targeting computer, John, Sam.
I'll switch that off. Sorry.
Wait. On what is facing you, they've got a fuel tank, the power plant, their reactionless drive, or the FTL drive, or some armor. Or you could just shoot them. You know, randomly.
I'm thinking it would be a minus five to aim for a specific system.
Yeah, maybe I should just shoot them and hope. We then hit a random system.
It's not your first time, so we can give you some idea of where we go.
Okay.
So it's piloting but we've actually already done the piloting in that you've come up with.
Have we got a lot of bonuses kicking around, or am I relying on my skill here?
Let's see what shooting...
Weapon space accuracy...
is minus 3, I think, for a particle beam.
Okay, rapid fire bonus will bring that to minus 1...
Basically, because this is a 3-minute turn, you're shooting a number of times.
Sure, okay.
You get the double rapid... You've doubled the rapid fire, have you, Roger?
Oh, is it improved?
You are... Yeah, because you're a tech level 15 ship.
Okay, that'll bring us to plus one.
Okay.
Anything with the sensors, the good sensor roll, mean that he's actually knows roughly where he's aiming?
Not really.
So I've got basically 15.
You get the target size as well, so that's plus 7. You are at point blank range, so actually you're plus 7, plus 8.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Because you're, because you get the shiver.
So at the moment you're on 23, John.
So you can take the minus 5 to shoot for a specific system if you want to.
I'll take the minus 5.
It is a streamlined target, so we lose
one
for
that.
We'll
go for the drive.
So what's that? Oh, yeah, what are we up to?
22 or 17. At an 18 you'll be a miss anyway.
Yeah, we'll go for the 17.
And we'll
aim for the... Aiming for the drive to try and knock them out of the sky, but without blowing them to smithereens.
Okay, the power plant.
That'll do. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Power plant, exhaust, anything that's not like a bumper
so
sticker.
So you're firing a number of shots. For every... There's a recoil of... we're going to add one, because it just makes...
It's slightly. One for beams.
Yes, so I'm going to add plus one just to account... It's an optional rule. So basically, every two... by which you make the roll, you've hit it again. So
okay.
One was a hit, so and then for every...
You're assuming I'm not going to get three sixes.
I mean...
I am assuming that you're not going to get three sixes, John. I have faith.
I have rolled 11.
See?
Under what?
So that's made it by six then,
haven't I? So four hits.
Four hits. Okay. Gosh. All right. They have an armor of 15. But you're using a particle cannon,
if I'm going for a specific thing, is it
still
armoured
or not? Yeah, you were not also shooting for weak spots in armour because we haven't got the good sensors.
Okay.
So you hit it four times. You can't help but do that. In fact, that helps you hit it, so you can't complain.
Well, I'm just aiming. I've got my tongue outside of my mouth, so I'm lining it up.
I believe particle beam is 300 megajoule, not gigajoules, 3D times 5. They've got an armor of 15, but you divide their armor by 5, so you do a lot of damage.
3D times 5 minus 3 for each shot.
Okay, so we start with a roll of 6. That's not great.
Yeah, but that's 13 minus 3 is 27.
How many of these shots am I going to roll for?
So 27.
Another three. That's 7 this time. God damn it. Jesus 22. Christ. That's a 6.
27, so that's 49.
And that really, my best roll is a 9.
Sorry, 50. So what were your other rolls?
That would be a 42, that last one.
6, 7,
okay.
6, 9.
So, are you prepared to tell me the target's original D hit points?
70.
Okay, so, yes, it's...
Have we disabled the power plant?
Yeah, that will be disabled.
Yeah, because you've done...
I think it... With all those shots, it will be destroyed.
I'm pretty sure it will. And what was the total damage to it?
You've got the numbers.
6, 7, 6, 9 with the rolls.
Okay. Please hold, caller. six plus seven plus what?
Six plus nine.
9 times 5 minus 12. Blimey, that's a lot of damage. 128 damage.
You were desperately trying to minimise the splash.
There'll be no overspill. I aimed specifically for one point. The rest of the ship...
That's what you were going for.
It will have just been, surgically removed.
Well, that does mean it's hit zero hit points, but not negative hit points, which is good from our point of view. The system is definitely destroyed.
Which is not good from their point of view.
A destroyed power plant... is something of a problem for a ship. If a volatile system is displayed, I'm not sure power plant counts as volatile.
No, it's things like tanks of rocket fuel.
Yes, if you shot the rocket fuel. I do think I need... So it's zero, but not... Do I need to roll against its health? To see
no. It? No, okay. if we hit minus one times its hit points, it would have to roll to avoid being completely destroyed, but it will. We haven't done that. Excellent job, Sam.
I do wonder if you go right through it...
Why, thank you.
...to the other...
What, sort of break on through to the other side?
Yes, exactly.
Well, we might take out the next higher system as well.
Yes. So you also, you shoot right through the power plant, and then you, the next numbered undestroyed system, which is the fuel tank. Okay. Which does count as a volatile system. Okay. There's a huge wave of energy blasts into the back of the ship. The ship starts to drop to the floor, and then another couple of particle beams fly into it. And there is a woof.
I'm not just myself.
God, I've shot the Vargr.
When we get to roll its health, which is 12. Okay, you probably want them to make this. I'm going to be honest.
Very much, yeah.
Actually, okay. Just hydrogen deuterium does not count. It's things like antimatter-boosted hydrogen.
Yeah. Boo!
Sorry, Nick.
GM, who was desperately
I rolled a 14. Okay.
Well, those stolen fireworks that they're shipping are
a hiss of escaping gas. The ship just drops like a stone. Thud. Down onto the floor.
On top of the...
Well, yeah, I guess I'm going to make a kind of just a random roll to see whether there's any chance it lands on the other one. No, it doesn't. Okay, so it smashes. So Jaffa flies the ship up. The turret spins round. Sam does some very precise... to be honest, Sam, you're used to shooting ships like tens, thousands of kilometres away. This is like 3 kilometres away. It is like...
You see, I've had to put my reading glasses on for this one.
Yeah. It's true. You had to use the bottom of your varifocals. It's like shooting ducks in a barrel. What they're doing in a barrel, I don't know. But it crashes to the ground. There is a kind of explodey and a hiss of gas. But unfortunately, thanks to stupid traveller, there isn't a huge explosion, which is very disappointing.
Be fair, it's stupid GURPS.
That's probably a good place to end it at the end of the surprise round. Though it's fair to say the ship on the ground with the cargo bay open, with the grunty men coming out with axes and swords, are also a bit surprised at this turn of development.
Good.
We've disabled the ship without bringing it up. You rotten
ship. Glad to hear that.
And it is about time to leave it there.
Right.
Well done.
Thank you very much indeed.
Well, that's the way to do space battles, one-sided with surprise, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like battles in GURPS in general, I've got to say.
Never go in for a fair fight in a game like GURPS.
Fight is what you tell people it was afterwards, how terribly heroic we all were.
Yep.
We can get our story straight on the way back to the port.
Yeah. We were outnumbered.
Yeah.
They were drunk and then we stabbed them in the back.
They probably fell a good... Well, they would be like close to a kilometre fall to the ground. So, and there's no gravitational gravitational effects working on that ship. So they may not be feeling tremendously well inside it. Not used to inertia, as they know.
Oh dear, target feeling poorly.
Shame, great shame.
All right, well done, chaps.
Because that's a really nice thing. Because they'll hit the ground and they'll get squish, and then they'll bounce and they'll hit the ceiling, and then they'll hit the ground again, and then they'll bounce and hit the ceiling.
It's kind of rough.
It's not very used to.
It's a contra coup injury on an industrial scale.
Yeah,
they just completely lined their ship with rubber,
have they? And they're still bouncing, my grandson. They're
to this
still
day.
Bouncing. Oh, thank you, Nick.
All right, well done. A well-executed plan, you bastards.
Have a lovely rest of the heat wave, everybody.
Unlikely, yes, but indeed. Thank you anyway.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.